Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is due to speak to Parliament later today to try to calm fears over escalating market turmoil that has brought the country to the brink of a Greek-style financial crisis. A 48 billion euro austerity package passed last month has already failed to calm market fears. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Vanessa Rossi, the Associate Research Fellow in Economics at UK-based research institute Chatham House, about Italy's economic challenges.
Well, I think as everywhere the last few months, they've been seeing some renewed economic downturn. We've been concerned about weakness of growth in the UK, the same in the US and other countries too. We'll find that this soft patch in the world economy has affected them. But of course, it's particularly pertinent in countries which are struggling to reduce budget deficits and contain the debt problem. And that's one of the reasons why Italy is back in focus.
Also, looking at the stock markets in the last few days in Milan haven't been all that healthy at all, have they?
No, I think we have again seen stock markets generally reacting to concerns about the economic situation. But again, the countries which are most in focus as potential debt crisis countries are going to be hit so much worse than other countries. And of course, there are some complications in Italy as well, because there is a heavy representation from the banking sector. And of course, the concerns about the economy and the debt problem immediately impact on the banking sector too. And so you have a whole conjoined problem across these sectors with the fears about the economic outlook.
A lot of people said that Italy were lucky in a sense that they didn't have the same problem such as countries like Ireland, that with the banking situation where they weren't giving out 100% mortgages, they were more cautious, and that was a saving grace in a way.
It is. I think it's certainly fortunate for Italy that there has not been a disaster in the property market there, and that there has been a more cautious approach with the banking sector. The banking sector is not as overextended compared to the country and the GDP as in Ireland. But nevertheless, the fact that Italy already went into this recession with very high debt levels, we know that there's been a long struggle to contain debt in Italy, quite successfully bringing it down, but nevertheless, the debt levels were still high, close to 100% of GDP. Of course, with the recession, we now have a debt level which is around 120% of GDP. I think it's only the second highest after Greece, very close, of course, now to Ireland. But of course, the problems mean that with this focus on the debt crisis in the periphery, the concerns that countries have to have extremely clear-cut policies to address deficits and debt, now that markets have become so alerted to the problem, of course this brings the focus back to Italy and the problems that they face because of the debt mountain.
Do you think that Italy is looking like going towards a bailout situation, and what does that mean for the rest of Europe if it does?
I think if we're fair to Italy, there has been a long-term effort to try to cope with high debt, which has been relatively successful in the past. We've not seen debt crises when debt has been high in Italy, partly because a large part of this debt is held domestically and is quite stable. And so this has helped Italy to cope with these high levels in a way that Greece could not. But nevertheless, I think it's right to say that with the new increase in debt, populations that have spent many, many years coping with this problem, with the political system having to focus so hard on deficit reduction and debt reduction, it makes it so much harder to think that you've got to start all of this process over again from a worse position. So I think there's a certain debt weariness in Italy, both in the public, the voters, and in the politics, which is making it very difficult to get back to the table and to find a program forward. So I think if we put it together, on one side, there's optimism because Italy understands how to cope. On the second side, there's this weariness that makes it very difficult to reinvigorate those efforts to reduce debt.
What now would be the clever thing for the Italian government to do, or where do you see them going with the plan, as it were?
The first thing that was very obvious was that they had to get the budget deficit plan in order and to reduce the deficit. The deficit's not been very high in Italy. To be fair, they contained the deficit problem when other countries did not. We're only looking at a deficit of probably about 4-5% of GDP. But nevertheless, in order to prove that they can cope with the debt problem, they have to prove that they can reduce the deficit. And that's why it was so important the other week that the vote went through in terms of the new budget plans. That, I think, was helpful. It is successful. But you have to consolidate on that. You really have to prove that the country is behind this, that you can manage to cope, and that it will be feasible. The second way in which this process can be reinforced is, of course, with help from other European partners. And I think that the new comments about how the EFSF could be used suggest that in cases where interest rates are being pushed up because of market fears, there may be action to try to offset those fears by offering better rate terms for debt which is issued through the EFSF. So it's possible that this mechanism will be used to try to offset some of this interest rate pressure. And Italy, in this case, could be a possible candidate. That's not a bailout, but it is a form of assistance through the financing problem.